process. Teaching them the item-by-item thinking required to get their collection buckets empty is perhaps the most critical improvement I've made for virtually all the people I've worked with. When the head of a major department in a global corporation had finished processing all of her open items with me, she sat back in awe and told me that though she had been able to relax about what meetings to go to thanks to her trust in her calendar, she had never felt that same relief about all the many other aspects of her job, which we had just clarified together. The actions and information she needed to be reminded of were now identified and entrusted to a concrete system. What do you need to ask yourself and answer about each email, voicemail, memo, or self-generated idea that comes your way? This is the component of action management that forms the basis for your personal organization. Many people try to, quote, get organized, unquote, but make the mistake of doing it with incomplete batches of stuff. You can't organize what's incoming. You can only collect it and process it. Instead, you organize the actions you'll need to take based on the decisions you've made about what needs to be done. The whole deal, both the processing and organizing phases, is captured in the center trunk of the workflow diagram, which you can see on the PDF file included with this program. In later chapters, I'll coach you in significant detail through each element of the process. For now, though, I suggest you select a to-do list or a pile of papers from your in-basket and assess a few items as we take an overview.